Never kill me now.
You had a Mississippi accent.
We have to go, like, yesterday.
I can't.
Will you come back home? I'll be in Jackson for a couple days. I gotta lead on Bill.
The universe showed me my destiny.
As to protect and serve the citizens of Renard Parish.
It's got no head, man. It's got no head.
Every time we clear one murder, two more spring up. I quit.
Ed Nordman's the one who sent me.
My name's Al Cedro. I'm here to look after you.
I thought we agreed to wait a piece before getting back together again.
I mean, he doesn't want it here.
I know. I'm buying you lunch. All right?
All right!
I hereby renounce my fealty to the Kingdom of Louisiana, and I humbly pledge my loyalty to Your Majesty.
Wonderful. Has anyone gone missing lately? I help you. You help me. Tell me everything you know about Bill Compton.
Get back here!
Lou Pines, it's the oldest wear bar in Mississippi.
You here alone, Clean Puff?
I've been to much tougher places than this.
Be surprised.
Why don't you tell me about it?
Good evening.
Don't tell me my name.
Hey, baby vampire.
You want us to come in?
If you insist, I will never love you.
Never!
I don't take it personally. The wearer you were fighting had vampire blood in him. Bill's, in fact, so I know it's strong.
Werewolves doing V? Because against everything we stand for. Is the rest of the pack into that shit?
The ones who took Bill, at least.
I need more reasons to hate him. Ow.
Sorry. Is Debbie your ex-girlfriend?
My fiancée. She moved out a month ago.
A month? And you still haven't got new furniture?
I don't have time for it.
You ever hear from her?
Sister Janice does. She runs a beauty parlor. Debbie still goes in to get her hair done up.
Almost done. Hello? Bill?
Yes.
Are you hurt? I know the werewolves have you.
Nobody has me. I have left my life in Bon Ton. And I'm leaving you.
Shut the fuck up.
Sucky.
The last time I saw you, you asked me to marry you.
You did us both a favor by not saying yes.
You have to say that. Someone's listening.
Lorena, actually, to whom I have just made love.
Sava, Suki?
We fucked like only two vampires can. I didn't hold back for fear of hurting her like I do with you.
Bill.
Look at your life since I entered it. I've only caused you pain.
That's not true.
I am death. I will bring you only suffering.
Our worlds are too different.
Our natures, too. We were doomed from the start.
I don't believe you.
Believe what you want.
You are no longer of concern to me. Do not try to find me.
I do not wish to be found.
Before the night is through,
want to do bad things with you. I'm the kind to sit up in his room, heart sick and eyes filled up with blue. I don't know what you've done to me, but I know this match is true. I wanna do bad things with you.
What does he mean? He doesn't want to be found.
Well, pretty sure it means he doesn't want to see you anymore.
That isn't what he said.
Well, what do you think he said?
I don't know what he said. I just know that isn't the man I love.
Well, the man you love never existed except in your head.
Is that supposed to be making me feel better?
I don't know. No matter how well you think you know somebody, they can still turn around and kick you right in the nutsack.
I don't have a nutsack. And Bill, he's risked everything for me. I don't know, this way bigger than him breaking up with me.
How many relationships you been in?
What does that matter?
Well, all I'm saying is there's no nice way of getting out of these things. Come here.
Oh, my God, you're so warm.
Sorry.
It's okay, I'm just not used to it.
It's a weird thing. We run hot.
I thought maybe you were coming down with the flu.
Yeah. You probably want some privacy.
That's the last thing I want.
At least let me go put on a shirt.
Tommy! Get back here, you little shit!
Sleeping in my parking lot?
Oh, we hadn't left yet because, we got nowhere to go. We're a little behind in rent. Plus, our landlord got foreclosed on.
Oh, so that's why you came here, to eat my food and steal from me. Tommy tried to break into my safe.
Sometimes I think that boy's cheese done slid right off his cracker. He does desperate things when we fall on hard times.
When you fall on hard times, how often does this happen?
Well...
Wait, I don't want to know. This is not my fucking problem.
I know it ain't. Just please don't take it out on Tommy.
Tommy! Tom! What happened now?
No one's hurt. Sam caught Tommy stealing.
Oh, boy. Makes my ass itch.
I ain't asking for your sympathy.
Well, I can't have you living in my parking lot.
We'll be gone the second he gets back. He's just off somewhere beating himself up. Won't be long.
Better not be.
Tell me everything you know about Bill and Suki.
She says it was love at first sight.
You don't believe that?
Love? Hell no. People just get what they want and leave.
And what does Suki want?
Quiet. Being a telepath gets real noisy. And she can't hear Bill.
Her brother, is he a telepath too?
Jason barely knows what he's thinking. Let alone anyone else.
When you keep smiling like that, I'm gonna get jealous.
I thought I loved him for a long time. But he never loved me back.
He's an idiot. Where's Sookie now?
Jackson, Mississippi.
Where in Jackson?
I don't know.
Find out.
Tara?
Sookie? You sound awful.
Bill broke up with me.
Oh my God, what an asshole.
Tell me where you are. I'm coming to get you.
No, I just need to cry my eyes out for about a week.
What you need is your best friend. Right now. Give me your address.
After all you've been through, I don't want you getting mixed up in my mess.
You do it for me. I'm getting in the car right now. Address.
I'm exhausted. I'll call you tomorrow, I promise.
Sookie! What do you want from Sookie?
Oh, you should be more concerned with what I want from you.
Let me go!
Not gonna happen.
Well, that was the best sex I've had in decades.
At least somebody enjoyed it.
There was true passion between you and I tonight.
Any passion you felt was me killing my love for Sookie. It had nothing to do with you. It's been a long night, and I need to sleep. Now get the fuck out.
Oh, William, I'm happy you're with me. And you're not going anywhere. Even if it takes 40 years. I know you love me again. You can't help but love.
You scared me half to death.
What the hell are you doing out there?
Waiting for you to invite me in.
Can all vampires fly?
Can all humans sing?
Are you kidding? Couldn't carry a tune in a bucket with a lid on it. Come on in.
So, how goes the search?
Turns out, he's not who I was looking for. You smell like the ocean in winter. How is that possible? Bill doesn't smell like anything.
It's not possible.
You played by the North Sea as a child.
Yes. How do you know?
I'm smelling your memory.
How do you can do that?
Oh, I've got skills you can't even dream of, cowboy. Want more?
Huh?
You want more? Or I boring you?
Love you all.
What time you want to head back? Downtown.
since you're not looking for that asshole anymore.
Oh, I still plan on finding him.
Okay, doormat.
I'm not a doormat. I just want him to say it to my face.
What, he didn't hurt you enough?
I think he's in trouble. Maybe I'm wrong, but if he can look me in the eye and tell me it's over, then I'll leave him here to rot.
You're looking for closure, just let him go. Move on.
Says the man cooking breakfast in the walk because he's too sad to buy a new frying pan. I need more information. Take me to that engagement party tonight.
No fucking way. I paid my debt to Eric Northman.
I know you're still hurting over Debbie, but seeing her with those creeps might help you get over her.
Are you insane? I don't want to showing up after last night just asking to get our asses kicked. You go if you got it. Don't put your shit on me. Ring, ring, hooker. Ring, ring. Now, I know you holding up at Slookies, but long story short, I got me a six-figure bucket seat cradling my black ass right the fuck now. And you got yourself my old ride. That's right. Booted and did us a 180. Did. Now, why don't you call the motherfucker back, please? Shit.
You must be James.
And you're Sticky Stankins?
Thank you, Jesus. I mean, I settled for a two-bit hooker to get my brother's mind off that bitch Debbie Pelt, but you are cute and sweet.
You're just what he needs.
Thanks for coming over.
When you called, I was checking my horoscope. Do you know what it said? Things are looking up for somebody close to you.
Nailed it. Don't get too excited. Elsie and I are just working together.
Well, you don't look like you work construction to me.
No. Someone I care about's gone missing, and Elsie has inside information about the folks I think have him. I called you because I need to get into Lou Pines without standing out.
You need to look the part. Well, that is my specialty. How deep do you want to go?
I want to look like I could kick some serious ass. Which I can.
All right, let's pick out some temporary tattoos. No chance of anything more between you and my baby brother?
I'm not really looking, and he's still hung up on his ex. Finding out about her engagement party tonight did not help matters.
Yeah, right, engagement party.
Excuse me?
Oh, no, right, that's right, get engagement ring. That dumb bitch Debbie's actually getting herself initiated into that nasty pack of freaks.
That's what I got it. Hollis told him last night at Lou Pines.
Fucking Hollis in his big mouth when he didn't say nothing about her being hooked on V.
But if Elsie still loves Debbie, don't you think he should go and try to talk her out of it?
No, he should not. My psychic told him point blank if he stayed with her, he would get himself killed. Do you listen? No. She ended up dumping his ass.
Why'd he stay with her so long?
She was his first love. He never met anybody so alive. All that shit. But how many bullets are you going to take for somebody? How many bad things got to happen to you and the ones that you love before you realize feeling alive ain't enough? I'm just glad he made it out alive.
Oh, Arlene, what's happening, baby? I'm just trying to buy my crew here around after a long day.
A long day? It's lunch. Okay, and I'm the only waitress working, as usual. You'll get your beer when you get it.
What's she thinking?
Hey, right here. Keep your wine, it's the first beer.
I want to see this. Who's that cocky little shit?
He's 18 yard deep, it was sick.
You're just mad because he's about to break your passing record. He's close. See, he's got the best arm of any kid in Bon Thompson's. Well, since you.
What's his name?
Kitch Maynard.
What do you think about finishing that bitch? That's QB1.
Fucking winning name.
Get on up here, bud. Get up here, young man. I'm going to keep it short. Everything I learned about being a good cop, I learned from you. You always been a hell of a sheriff, bud, and I'm going to miss you. Kevin?
We faggered since you hung up your hat for good.
It's time you put on your new dancing shoes.
Thank you. They're beautiful. It's been a great honor serving this community. And it's an even greater honor having served with such fine men and women. And it is in that spirit I announce to you, your new acting sheriff, Andy Belfleur. Congratulations.
Thank you. Boy, that's a surprise. And a hell of an honor.
Kitch, right?
Well, around here they call me QB1. But you probably can't remember that far back, King Stackhouse.
What's your name?
Tammy.
Tammy. You are smoking. You got all them dimples. Might have made out with you under the bleachers, but unfortunately for you, you're with a disrespectful fucktard.
Whoa, whoa.
He's causing a ruckus when a fine, upstanding citizen is getting all commemorated. You think you're a rock star, don't you? World at your feet, folks serving you beer underage, girls sucking your cock whenever you say go. No offense, Tammy. You ain't nothing, boy. You'll find that out soon enough.
Yeah, well, come in the season, let me shout my name. And don't forget you ever existed. But 10 years from now, there's going to be a version of you. 10 years younger doing the same thing to you. And then who you going to be?
What?
Yeah, that's right. You heard me.
Touch me now.
Well, I guess the only way to get a promotion in this town is to drink like a fish, hallucinate farm animals, and kill a black man. Hey, promotion!
You want to help me? How about doing your job, Paul? Right now, I'm a hostess, waitress, bartender, busboy, because everybody you hire, you know, comes to work whenever they fucking feel like it or ends up dead. I've got enough on my plate these days.
I'll get someone else in here soon enough, okay?
You have got to start looking out for your own Sam.
Sergey.
In here.
Wow. Well, I guess my sister took to you.
Debbie's getting initiated into Coot's pack, and she's addicted to V.
Shut the fucking door. Debbie's a bloodhead? How'd you find out?
I was poking around in Janice's brain. She didn't tell you because she's just trying to protect you.
Why don't you let her?
Because I know you still care about Debbie, no matter what she did to you, and I figured you'd want to know if she were in danger.
She's going to let those fucking mongrels brand her. V's the only reason. It's got to be.
Of course it is. Maybe it's not too late for you to get through to her. Stop her from ruining her life. That mean you're coming with me? I probably won't get in otherwise.
Fine. We're gonna have to go in separate, though. Might be able to fool some with that get up. They're just gonna beat the shit out of me. Again.
How long did you work for Sophie Ann?
35 years.
As?
I was a procurer.
Were you any good?
I received no complaints.
And then you started sampling local flavor in Balton.
No. I was on sabbatical.
Well, now you're playing coy, William. So which is it you doubt? My intentions? Or my power?
Can you assure me that you will be able to usurp her territory?
Well, that depends on the quality of your information now, doesn't it?
No.
I insist. A woman is only a woman. But a good cigar is a smoke. Rudyard Kipling. No Shakespeare, but less impetuous. And he never stole spoons.
Your Majesty, if I am going to sign my own death warrant, I will need something in return. When I have fulfilled my duties, I want Lorena gone.
Gone?
Yes.
It is a punishable offense to kill another vampire.
Not if no one reports that. Eric Northman, the Queen's Sheriff of Area 5, has been selling vampire blood. And I believe it is at her behest.
If the Magister finds out who put her on trial, he's been itching for another Inquisition for centuries. Why on earth would she be so stupid?
The great revelation. She's close to losing her fortune now that we're being taxed by the IRS.
Tugging the purse strings, you'll find the lady's heart. It's very nice, Bill. Very nice. I feel like celebrating.
You miss me? Did you miss me? I can't stop thinking about you. Something about you is just so... what's the word? Magical. We have so much ahead of us.
When people come in, first thing, count how many of them there are. More than two always gets a table, never the bar. Say there's three. Pull out one, two, three menus and walk them to their table.
Well, what about the waitressing part?
You gotta be 18 to serve alcohol in the state of Louisiana.
That is so not fair. I'm never gonna be 18. And I used to be the best server at our church pancake night.
If you can handle it.
I'm not a vampire, not a fucking idiot. Hi, welcome to Merlot's Table 5. It's available if you just follow me right this way. Hostess ain't gonna help me with my workload. She sure as heck ain't helping herself to my tips.
Now, putting that in the penny saver for another waitress, no one said anything about Jessica getting a tip.
People love giving redheads tips. And I've always been the only redhead at Merlot, Sam. You know that. Sorry, Sam. I get a little emotional when I see people taking advantage of you.
What are you talking about?
Well, you let in every stray, Sam. I mean, first that old dog, and then the folks, and now Jessica. I mean, it's your business. It's not charity.
Well, I can take care of myself. All right, my folks won't be coming around anymore.
You sure they know that? Because they're grilling in the parking lot.
One thing's for sure, we'll never be as bad parents as they are.
Well, you said we'll be right with you, all right? Oh, excuse me.
Sorry. Jessica? Jessica Hamby?
No, you kind of confused the thing.
Jessica, it's Chip from Bible study.
Hi, oh my God.
I can't believe you're alive. Your folks are going to be so happy.
Why,
God, it's a miracle.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, praise Jesus. Praise him.
You shitting me? Because my little brother just got busted dealing dope.
You won't find a better product.
You a cop?
No, sir. Look, I know your boy's a lean, mean selling machine. I'm just here to up your game. Help you step up in the world. Clean some shit up.
I'll go grab the dirt devil from Felton.
See if he's hungry, too.
I ain't his mama.
As you say, you feel me? Nothing this hot will cost you this little and earn you so much.
We're not getting business with people like you.
People like me? Look.
No, you look, son. Flights and short supply around here. It's time you get your ass home.
Hey!
Oh, ain't you pretty, princess?
Hey! Get the fuck up out of my ride!
How about no?
How about I whoop your fucking ass?
Stop getting... Yeah, I told you we ain't so polite around here!
How'd you end up in Bon Ton tonight?
I was just on my way home back from picking in the baby killer factory in Birmingham. Stop for a bite?
No. You wanted to stop for a bite, but you decided it was too late. So you drove straight home.
It is late.
Mm-hmm. You got a little lost on the 165, and that's why you got home a little late and a little hungry, and you never even saw me.
I hate being hungry before bed.
Take that!
Get your fucking hands off me, dead man!
Take the deal.
Get the killer first.
No, I think I'll kill all your brother cousins first.
How does that sound off of you?
That sounds good.
Excellent.
Well, Stella. Just let me fucking go.
That's called closing the deal. Let's go, RuPaul.
The fuck up out of here.
What do you want with Sookie and Bill?
Nothing. My employer's interested in them. Him, mostly.
Now, where we're going? To your employer?
Slappy Snack Shack, 5 miles. The Simmons and Cherries. There is one thing that I miss more than sunshine. It is good fruit.
Where are you taking me?
Now, here I am trying to make pleasant conversation, and you want to ruin all my surprises.
There ain't nothing pleasant about being bitten and caught up.
You're tough. I can taste it in your blood. I'm not a bad guy, Tara. I just want to make sure that we have a chance.
Untie my hands. I'll give you whatever chance you want.
Are you like this with your other boyfriends?
This is kidnapping.
This is opportunity. My job supports my financial needs, my emotional ones. There's so much I want to tell you.
Then tell me where we're going.
I'm so lonely. And now you're mine? Well, that's changed.
The sooner you left Bon Ton, the happier you'd be. Unless you plan on stealing from me more.
You don't know shit about me.
Well, I know you got a pretty raw deal with your folks. you think I got off easy? Why'd you even look us up anyway? Well, when I was your age, I had no example. Everything I did, shit that was way worse than stealing, by the way, I did blind. I survived. I caught up with me so bad sometimes I wished I hadn't. Guess I wanted to see how different it could have been. And now that you have, see that I can't get back what I lost. But you're still young. And you don't have to make the same mistakes. And you can stay with me. I set you up at the bar. You don't get it. My folks are fucked up. But they can't get by without me. No, I know it feels like that, but they're not your problem. That's all they are. I ditch them tomorrow, they end up in the gutter by the end of next week. You think I can live with that? I won't be free of these people until the day they die.
Well, Abzu, I'm a little disappointed, Lovey. I pegged you as a professional, but clearly you lack the necessary artistry.
Boss man, have you seen this face? It ain't nothing but art.
When you walk into every situation off flash and fire, you expect them to adapt to you. That's not salesmanship. It's ego. What?
We're being raided.
Okay. Bring the American Vampire League. Don't forget it's in our local altar. I hope talking.
Desi Carrier to Bluthen. Desi Earth and Magister.
What is my name?
Ronda Doom, stick me into calm. Don Leiter at the Viet Eric. Drop me in Saturday day.
Come out, wherever you are.
Magister, what a pleasant surprise.
Well, there's nothing pleasant about this. This is blasphemy. Take her.
I know I ain't got no fangs, and I know I can't talk whatever language that is you're talking, but I can move your shit. Oh, hell. I'm not supposed to deal with this fucked up mess.
I'm gonna be a cop. A real one.
That's good, Stackhouse.
Yeah, I've been old Jason long enough.
Well, apply yourself. Like I told you, someday you might make a good one.
Now, I don't think you hear me. You see, I'm not doing them fake ride-alongs and filling out forms. I'm thinking there's got to be an easier way.
You've been thinking that way your whole life, Stackhouse. Where's it gotten you?
You're going to make me a cop, and you're going to make me one now.
Jason, even if I wanted to, I couldn't. There's rules.
Are there any rules about taking TV interviews and promotions for not shooting a killer dead? Well, now I'm the one who's got to live with doing it. Any rules about that?
I'll push this. It'll blow up for the both of us.
You know, I read something in all that cop homework about when you make up stories about murders and crimes. What do they call that again?
Falsifying evidence.
Yeah, falsifying the evidence. Last few days, shooting a known killer, tackling a drug dealer in hot shot. I'm already the best cop you got, Sheriff Andy Belfler.
These dogs pumping up real good. There you are!
Boy, I'll whoop you!
Here's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna give you a place to stay for now so you get back on your feet. No more stealing. No more drinking. The deal's off.
I think we'd manage that.
We'll see why not.
Tommy, think you can fly straight from now on? It's supposed to be a joke.
Maybe I can.
No, not you.
Russ was expecting me.
He's out. He'll be a while.
We'll wait.
What's this for me? It's skinny.
In the mood for anything in particular?
Something smoky? Not too fatty?
See, I was thinking ethnic.
You said you were a procurer?
Procure.
As you wish.
You've got the wrong man. My dog ate my homework. I saw Goody Osborne with the devil.
Excuses are one thing I can assure you do not get better with age.
You deny the blood was being sold in your area.
Not on my orders.
Then on whose? Your queen's? What shall it be, Sheriff? Desecration of the blood or treason against your regent? Both among them are dire of crime.
He's gone missing. You've seen yourself how easily he betrays our kind for personal gain. I believe he is behind this, and I'm gathering evidence to bring him to you. Now let me finish my work.
They say the loss of a child is the deepest of despair. 2 days, Mr. Northman, or she dies. A true death.
You thought this not-no-bond horse shit would work? With me?
What have you done yourself?
I finally got free of you. I've never been happier in my life.
I still care about you. If you go through with this, the pack will never let you back in.
I don't need your pussy pack. I was fucking cool when I was still with you.
Something about us.
Like hell. You came here and brought this skank just to make me jealous. Skank. Wow, coming from you, that's just funny.
Chucky.
You did not just say that to me at my own fucking party. Alcide came here despite every good reason in the world not to, because he believes the woman he fell in love with still lives inside you somewhere. He's willing to risk his life to make sure you hold on to her, even if he doesn't get to.
It isn't too late. We can get out of here right now.
What the fuck is this?
It's just a conversation, Coop.
Well, she's all done with you, Hervo.
She went and found herself a real wolf.
Come on. Let's do this shit!
Leave him alone, Coop! Let him stay.
No way in hell.
He needs to see this. He ain't never gonna let us be, baby, till he understands I'm with you for good.
To attend to.
If I'm not back before Mr. Compton returns with our dinner, you feel free to start without me.
Von dem dunklen Wein unserer Ahnen.
Ja, Meister!
What's a vampire doing in a wolf den?
Why are they submitting in this fanger?
Oh my God, he supplies them.
Holy shit.
Oh. Not tonight, Pumpkin. Otherwise, your brand won't last.
Tonight, you continue the grand tradition of expanding our pack. My contribution is but a small token of gratitude for our collaboration throughout the ages.
The ages?
Drink.
Ha ha ha!
I leave you amongst your own.
Your profession?
I have a husband.
Children?
Never wanted any. It's too fucked up.
And your family?
Told me I wasn't worth nothing. I figured they ain't worth knowing.
Perhaps you're right about that.
No point anyway.
What?
Loving anyone. Anything. Feels good at first, but always turns to crap. I know the truth about life. It's a hell I'll never get out of alive.
No one does.
Party we having? Well.
Ladies first.
Why, thank you, Russell.
Please join us.
Thinking of you, it's the wrong time. But to somebody new, it's a small crime. I got no excuse. Is that all right? Yeah.
I took my gun away.
Is that all right?
Is that all right?
Yeah.
If you don't shoot it, how am I supposed to hold it?
Is that all right?
Yeah. I took my gun away.
Is that all right?
Is that all right? Yeah.
Out with the waste. This is not what I do. It's the wrong kind of space to be cheating on you. It's the wrong time. She's pulling me through. It's a small crime. I got no excuse.